It's the most wonderful time of the week, time to go through your letters. And here with me now to tackle the task is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Farai Chidea, what is going on?
Well, our website news and views is going full blast. You hit me with your first letter now.
Well, you know, we tend to wait till the end of letters to read the good news, but today we get some dessert first. It's a letter about Patrice Gaines, a former Washington Post reporter who does stories for our Snapshot segment on Fridays. Here's some of Patrice's piece from last week about a family outing on her pontoon boat.
My sister Vicky came too, with my 4-year-old niece, Jordan. Wearing a tiny Tasmanian devil life jacket, Jordan stepped onto DC homegirls and felt it move beneath her feet. Her eyes widened. "Is this a boat, Mommy?" she asked, settling back in a lawn chair on the deck, holding her stuffed Barney and eating from a bag of potato chips. I looked at her face and saw pure contentment.
Listener Don Tillman in New York City heard that piece and wrote in to say this: of all you present, I, an African-American male, most enjoy Patrice Gaines. She is a storyteller with a knack for addressing life's issues, sans anger. What a talent. Love her and love you.
Thank you. And last week, NPR's Tony Cox interviewed R&B singer Deborah Cox, no relation. On Deborah's new album, she takes on classics by jazz legend Dinah Washington. She explained how hard it was to get other artists to sing duets with her on the new disc.
Artists today are afraid of doing jazz, afraid of doing something outside of what seems to be, you know, popular. And I know this isn't a popular move. A lot of people, you know, still don't understand why I did this album, and that's okay.
Listener Marcel Smith of Stockton, California, likes Deborah's new sound, and he writes, "I'm very pleased that some artists are stepping up to preserve our musical heritage and keep the memory of our artist alive, regardless of the genre." Also, if Deborah needed someone to swing with her on the duet, "Baby, You Got What It Takes," she should have called me.
Now, Farai, you know we have to balance the good letters with the not-so-satisfied, and Rahman Bakhtin in Oakland has a bone to pick with you. He writes, "You have a degree from Harvard, you graduated with honors, and you've published several books. Please stop using the unintelligible slang. You made a minor error during an interview with a college professor. Your response upon being corrected was, 'My bad.' I had to ask a young neighbor what that phrase meant. Did phrases such as 'my error' or 'excuse me' escape you? Perhaps you should do a poll. Ask your audience if we want to, quote, 'keep it real and kick it with a down sister,' or do we want an informative radio show using standard English hosted by someone who sounds as intelligent as she is and we are? So, Farai, what do you think?"
Well, Rahman, thanks for your letter. One of the things we try to do here on News and Notes is use natural language. NPR has a tone, which is great, but it could use some more flexibility, in my opinion. Dost I love Shakespeare? Verily. But I think that you can also insert a little bit of the vernacular in order to spice up the everyday. My bad if I offended you.
My slang is editorial, explicit material.
That's it for letters today, but please keep them coming. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. It helps if you tell us where you're writing from and how to say your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
And hey, don't forget about our News and Views blog.
You can post your comments there by going to nprnewsandviews.org. That's no spaces, nprnewsandviews.org. Thank you, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.
My slang is editorial, explicit material, briefcase show, live and stereo flow, feel me, Garner Realty, set the black people free, work hard, WTC. My slang is editorial, explicit material, briefcase show, live and stereo flow, feel me, Garner Realty, set the black people free, Killer B's got the best theme, Garner journalistic, writing wizard, protect my soul when the devil tried to get it, see my goal and stuck with it. Ever since a kid, early in the bed, doing things you never did. All up in the staircase, a scared face was looking. While I got to complete from the work release, Donna kept looking. Coming back.